How do you see things? Out of 2 Kings 6, we're going to read verses 13 through 17. As I said, pray for me, amen, that all would go great and all would go as planned. You know, doctors say one thing, but Jesus has a different answer, amen. 2 Kings chapter 6. If you're in 1 Kings, just continue to flip the page to 2 Kings. Amen. 2 Kings 6, 13 through 17, a sermon entitled, like I said, How Do You See Things? The Word of God says, so he said, go and see where he is that I may send and get him. It was told to him, saying, surely he is in Dotham. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, let our eyes be open onto what you desire for our lives. Let us not just see the things that are there in the visible, but God, let us be able, God, as we pray, to be able to see in the supernatural that you are with us, Father, in all things. We give you praise and glory. And all God's people said, amen. So what is meant tonight by how do you see things? It is meant by seeing things in a different perspective or a new perspective, because how do we see our lives? How do you see your life tonight? How do you see those lives that are around you? A new perspective means fresh. It means updated. When we see things differently, what it means is that we are seeing them in a new or an updated, having a different view of the world or the place thereof. See, my hope tonight is that you would see things differently, how you see things and how God sees things. Can I tell you, the way that you see things are one way. You and I just see in the here and now, but God sees in the supernatural. God sees things different in your life. Firstly tonight, here in our text, it was the king of Aram. He was at war with Israel. Every move, that the king made, imagine this. The king makes a move. Israel comes in, and they're one move ahead of them. The king makes another move. Israel comes in, and they're one move ahead of them. And that's the way, it was during the time. Israel was always one step ahead of them. Naturally, that made the king think there must be a spy. Somebody in the camp has been sold out. They came in, somebody within the camp is telling the Israelites my plans. He thought there was a spy. So what the king's officers come in, they come in and tell him, sir, there's no spy. It's the prophet of Israel that is telling them our moves. Elisha knew every move that they would make because God was telling them. Can I tell you, amen, the reason why Elijah was able to hear from God is because he got a hold of God. Can I tell you something tonight? You want to be able to hear from God. You got to be able to get a hold of God for your own self. See, that made the king of Aram go and seek out the prophet of God, Elijah. The king's army found Elijah at Dothan. They sent the soldiers, the chariots, a full-scale assault to go after one man. Can I tell you, one man. ¿Me puedes dar el agua? Está en la oficina. No sé si la tengo en el refri o ahí afuera. One man can make a whole army flee if God is with them. See, Elijah's servant, he saw everything firsthand as it was happening. Naturally, that made him fearful. I don't know about you. Thank you very much. The young man said, one plus one is only two. There's chariots. There's an army. I don't know what you see, but one and one, it's only two. What are we going to do? See, you put yourself into that young man's shoes. What would you be thinking? This old man's lost his mind. Amen? Remember, he's seeing things through the natural. He says, Master, all I see is I see you and me, and I see that we're surrounded by the chariots, the army, the king's army is all around us. This old man has lost his mind. What is he thinking? See, but instead of reacting as the servant reacted, Elisha did something different. He prayed. 2 Kings 6:17, the word of God says, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Here it is, amen. Elijah goes out. He prays, God, open his eyes. God does, and now the servant sees things completely different. Amen. On the situation that he was currently in. Can I tell you tonight, amen, when you think that you are outnumbered, when you think there's no way that I'm going to be able to get out, God is there for you and I. I went into a party one day. Listen, we had gotten it was the musical scene there in the Killeen Church. And a friend of mine tells me, Jesus, there's a party by your house. I already know what he's thinking. He said, let's crash it. I said, you want us to crash a party? How many guys are coming with us? Just me and you. I said, oh, God, you're going to have to help us. But we prayed before we went in. No lie. These guys were there. They had already been drinking. They were already topped off beyond, amen, just a few. And so we go in there and He had one group of people, and I had another group of people, and we were just there preaching to them. People were listening. Listen, these people were there listening. We preached for about a good 10, 15 minutes, and then they said, I think you guys need to leave. But can I tell you? In the natural, I would have been feared out of my life. Because when I was younger, there was four of us that went into a party. You know, we were young and dumb and didn't have a mindset, a right mind. Amen. We went into a party, and as we went into the party, this was pre-Maribel. Amen. So, glory. Pre-Maribel. Amen. So, we went into the party, and we started talking to the girls. Hey, let's go in there. Amen. We know it's not our party. It's down in the, it's about 15, 20 minutes from our town, but we're going to go and we're going to have a good time. See if we can get a hookup. We get there. And can I tell you something? That was the biggest mistake of my life. All of a sudden, guys started getting up. Hey, what you doing? We just want to talk. Well, you need to get out of here. See, we were not saved. You need to get out. We're there backing up. We have a mob of people. Listen, when I say a mob, it was a mob of people just coming at us. And we're like, we're going to die. That's what I'm thinking. We're going to die tonight. We get in the car. Guys start jumping on the car. Guys start kicking the car. Guys start pounding on the car. Listen, if it wasn't for my friend quickly just putting the car on reverse or having the right mind to first turn it on and putting the car in reverse and then skidding the app, we would have died that night. Because these guys were, they only meant one thing. They were there to try to either beat us to death or beat us so bad or beat us to death. Two instances, two different results. One, amen, everything was going bad. Nothing was going right. The other situation, we're there. Amen. We probably know that. Listen, we were not invited, but we invited ourselves. Amen. But see, in one, we just went in the natural. In the other, before we went in, we prayed. And we had total dominion. See, that's what the servant, amen, of Elijah. See, God is, God was there, amen, for them. God was there to take care of them in everything they were to do. Amen. God was there to be able to care for them, folks. And everything was going to be what? All right. See, we need to see things as the servant saw. We need to see things as Elijah said. Elijah said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. Sometimes, amen, we need to pray, God, let me not just see the problems around me. God, let it not just be that I'm in a financial crisis. God, let it not just be that this thing is all, and that thing and that thing. God, open my eyes that I may be able to see that you are here, amen, around me. See, we need to see God's presence, amen, that God's presence is always with us. How many times have you felt like Elijah's servant? Listen, be honest. Everything is caving in. It seems like the world is collapsing down on you. When it seems like the situation cannot get worse, it does. Amen. See, you're on the phone with one bill collector and the other one is trying to beep in. Your family's life goes from bad to worse. Your kids just keep making one mistake after the other. Your boss keeps pushing you, to the outer limits, and you're about ready to. Your doctor, he's just the bearer of bad news. See, you think, you might think tonight that there's no way that I can get out of my situation. I'm about ready to collapse. I'm about ready to crumble. I'm about ready to lose it. Our prayer tonight is, God, open their eyes. See, God has promised in his word that he would never leave nor forsake us. In other words, God says, I will never fail you. God will always be there for us. Our problem many of times is that we spend too much time looking at the enemy and think of what might happen. Ask God, God, open my eyes. God will let you see just how close he truly is to you. Secondly, we need to see that we can be useful for the kingdom of God. So many, question and don't think that they have what it takes to fully be used by God. How many would be in that category? I don't think I have what it takes to be able to be used. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the education. I don't have the gifts. I don't have the abilities. So many people or so many Christians never, listen to me, church, they never fulfill their God-given destinies because they don't think they have it. What is it anyways? Amen. I don't have it. Well, explain to me when you say I don't have it, explain to me what it is because I don't understand it. But so many times, Pastor, I don't have it. Give me some insight on what you think it is. So what most Christians end up doing is because they think they don't have it, they absolutely do nothing. See, it's not that they don't want to do it. It's just that they don't see themselves being useful to God or anyone else. See, tonight, God wants to be able to use your life. God saved you by one thing. He saved you by grace. God saved us from the wages of sin, and he saved us for heaven. But God, also saved you and I for something else. The Bible says that we are his masterpiece. We were made anew in Christ. And now since we are made anew, we can do things that he has planned for you. Even before, you were in your mother's womb, the Bible says that God knew you. God had a plan for your life. See, you can go all the way around it. You can tell me all the whys on why you can't. Once you decide to say, yes, God, I will, God will now begin to move upon your life. If he plans for us to do things, then can I tell you tonight, we can be useful for God. God does not want to, use this in the foreseeable future. Well, God, when I get ready, God, when I get to that point, can I tell you, right now is that point that God wants to use your life. It's not in the foreseeable future. Well, God, when I get a little bit more, listen, God, when I get a little bit this, God, when I do that, God, when this comes, when this situation, and you can come up with every single situation, God wants to use you now. He saved you. He saved you, amen, so that you can be useful now. He wants to use your life now. Can you truly, believe that? God has something, here for each and every one of you in this place. He wants to, he wants you to be a participant in what he is doing now. He's got a master plan. And it's amazing that God would include. Listen, I know who I am, folks. I know if left to myself, I know, my own desires. But yet God still wants to use my life. It's amazing. See, he saved me because he has great things for my life. And that's why you are here tonight. But can you see it? Can you ask God to open your eyes to be able to show you the purpose that he has for your life? Can you ask God, God, open my eyes, God, to be able, listen, in the military, we always have a mission to fulfill. Can I tell you, God has a mission for you to fulfill also. Show me, God, how I can be useful now. As we close, we need to see God that we are valued. See, we've been told too many times in our lives, you're no good. You're worthless. You're never going to amount to anything. Or was that just my life? Amen. Well, let me just speak about myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Too many people said, you're never going to do nothing. Too many people said, you're never going to amount to anything. Too many people said, why are you leaving? Listen, the only way you leave our town is, if you go to school or if you join the service. And when I left, they said, when you come back, I haven't come back ever since, folks. When you come back, you're going to see that your life is going to be the same way that all of our lives are. If we are nothing, then you're going to be nothing. Growing up in the San Joaquin Central Valley there in California, all you had was fields, fields, and more fields. See, how many times today, last week, last month, or even last year, did you feel that you were not worth anything or even much? How many times, were you made to feel worthless? How many times were you told directly or indirectly, you're not going to amount to anything? How many know that our self-esteem can go from amen? If you get told long enough, listen, you will believe it. There's value tonight in your life because God puts value in you. Romans 5, 6 through 8. For when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, there was no possible way for you and I tonight to make ourselves right with God. Then Jesus came. Not only did Jesus come, but at a young age of 33. How many people are right around 33 years old, give or take? Donnie's doing this. That includes me, folks. I'm just give or take a few years over. See, there was no possible way that you and I can get ourselves right with God. He was 33 years old in the prime of his life. Then he died. Why? He died for one thing, to pay for our sins, your sins, my sins. See, God showed us just how much he loved us by sending the most valuable, thing that he had, in his possession, his son. He sent his, valuable son for us because, we are valuable to God. We tonight are God's treasured masterpiece. God gave up of himself. Do you truly understand that? God left heaven to come in, and be in the form of man to die for you and I. That is what you and I mean to him. We mean everything to him because he was willing to leave everything for you and I. See, you are not worthless. There is much value in your life. You are valuable to the creator of all things, the Alpha, the Omega, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He sees you as value. There's that song, Can You Only Imagine? Can you sit there and imagine what God has truly done for you and I? He sees you. And tonight, will you see that you have a lot of value and not believe what you've been told all your life? Listen, folks. You might have been told, up to this point. Can I tell you, Jesus can change the course of your life. Lord, I pray, open their eyes so that they're able to see. Can I tell you, when you see what God can truly do, it changes everything. It changes everything. Tonight, you can do all things because of one thing. Because of Jesus tonight. Let me have every head bowed and eye closed tonight. You're here in this place tonight. You're not saved. You're here in this place tonight. You're not right with God. God loves you, folks. God truly does love you. He truly does have a great plan for your life. Can you see that? When all we see is doom and gloom, that's when the enemy is able to attack us. God tonight wants you to see things in a different perspective. In a different manner. You might have grown, all these might haves. And that's the way you've grown up, and that's what's been instilled in your mind. Lord, open their eyes tonight that they would see. Lord, open their eyes, God, that they would see. God, open my eyes. We sing that song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. God, open my eyes. God, let me see things differently. God, let me see things in a different manner. God, It's not just that, God, I want to be able to see you for who you are, God. God, let it be. You're here in this place and you're not saved. You're here in this place. You've grown up in church. Can I tell you, having a relationship with God is not just growing up in church. It's inviting him into your life. It's a personal relationship that you are able to have with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. If you've never invited Jesus into your life, Jesus wants to touch you tonight. He wants to do a miracle. Will you allow him tonight? Just quickly, do one thing for me. Lift up your hand. You want to accept Jesus. Maybe you're a backslider. You drew away from God. The Spirit of God drew you back to him. And tonight, you're here in this place. Tonight, God, let me see things differently. Elijah prayed. God opened his eyes that he would see that there are more for us than there are of them. See, the enemy tries to make himself, to try to make himself try to be so powerful. But even he has to bow down and call Jesus Lord. Aren't you tired tonight? Aren't you tired of just seeing your life bombarded? The bombs are just exploding around you, and you're coming up. You're wounded. Shrapnel has exploded, and it is there, and it is destroying your life. Can I tell you tonight, God, open up my eyes, God. Let me see you differently. God says, I'll never leave. I'll never forsake you. Is that you tonight? You're a backslider, but you want to get right with God tonight. Would you simply do one thing? Just lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody here in this place, from front to back, made a call for salvation, made a call to the backslider. Hallelujah. Church, sometimes, here was the servant was already in the things of God. And sometimes because of the things of life, can I tell you, life doesn't just stop happening because you have a hard time or a bad day or you get a phone call or this happens or that happens. And we can thank God. Why are these things? The servant was with Elijah. He was already the man of God. So that tells me that he was in the things of God already. And how many know that sometimes things can begin? You have to ask God, God, open up my eyes so that I can truly see you. Maybe that's you tonight. Amen. I'm going to open up the altar. Come, lay hold of God. Let God help you tonight. Amen. Let God move upon your life. Let God guide you through these difficult times that you are facing. And allow God to truly move upon your life. We need God tonight. Can I tell you? We need the Lord. Lord, open my eyes, God. God, I don't want to live my life in this manner for the rest of my Christian life, God. God, let me see that you are with me. God, let me see, God, that there are more of us than there are of them. Can I tell you tonight, folks, we need to pray just like Elijah prayed. God, open his eyes. Because if all we see is the enemy, we don't see the works of God upon our life. When all we see is doom and gloom, when all we see is bad to worse, when all we see is what, we are seeing in the natural, folks. God, open our eyes. God, open our eyes. God, open our eyes. Let me see God differently. God, let me know. God, let me be more aware. God, thank you for what you're doing. I bind fear. The servant of Elisha was there. He was scared. This old man has lost his mind. There's only two of us against an army of, from the king of Aram. We're going to be destroyed. We're going to die. Elijah, level-headedly, he said, God, let him see what I see. Can I tell you? Sometimes we need to get a hold of God and be able to, cry out to God. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Can I tell you tonight, folks, God is there with you. God is there with you. We just need to pray, God, just open my eyes so that I can truly see for who you are. Amen? We cannot just stay focused upon the situation that's happening, because then that grips and has us, in a deadbolt grip. We're in ball and chains, folks. And we're just dragging along, right? And then God opens our eyes and everything falls off. Everything. His perspective changed because of one person. Can I tell you how many people we got here? Give or take 30-ish. Imagine what God can do. Imagine, folks. One man prayed. There was an army. If all of us lay hold of God and say, God, let me not just see what the situation is at hand, but let me see what you see. It'll change your life. It'll change the course of everything. John, why don't you close us in prayer tonight?